WJTL Cassie Crown sent me free. Good morning. It's 8:47.
And your weather forecast for today, mostly cloudy skies. There is some snow expected this afternoon, but that accumulation could be eroding the 2 inches. So there is a winter weather advisory from noon to 7 o'clock tonight. High of 39. For your overnight, light snow will be ending. There will be cloudy skies, a low of 28. And for your winning Wednesday, snow possible early in the day, then mostly sunny, breezy, high of 37. Currently, it's 31.
Hey, we want to thank these business listeners for their faithful support of this radio ministry. In His Name, Human Resources, serving Lancaster County and beyond since 2011, partnering with organizations to help develop and prosper. A variety of services offered, including recruiting, organizational development, employee relations, compliance, and more. InHisNameHR.com. And thanks to Flower and Home Marketplace, with more than 90,000 square feet of shopping, including flowers, home accents, crafts, a fair trade boutique, and seasonal departments located in Blue Ball and online. FlowerandHome.com. We've been waiting for this all morning long, a very special edition of the Worship Song of the Day with Christy Lee. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning, Fred. And you know, Fred, we've always done the Worship Song of the Day at 7:50.
Yes.
It's never been late.
No.
However, we've never had a worship leader live in the studio.
And now we do.
And this is such a special occasion. Paul Balazs is here. Hi, hey. Paul. Good morning.
Hi, Christy. Hey, everybody. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
So we have just this great blessing of having one of Paul's family members, his daughter, living here in the area in Lititz. So he's around, you know, once a month or so. Mm-hmm. And just this time around for Christmas, for right. seeing all of your family,
well,
all of your
youngest daughter, who's married and lives in France, so her and her husband flew over. So they all did their Christmas day with in-laws. So we kind of suspended our Christmas celebration about a week. So this past weekend, we just pretended, all right, here we are. And actually, technically, the church calendar, you know, the whole 10th day of Christmas, 11th day of Christmas, my true love. You know, that's actually true. The Christian calendar, there was 12 days of Christmas. So even like theologically, I felt like we're still in the zone.
And so do those 12 days of Christmas start on Christmas and go
yes,
after?
Correct.
See, I always thought it was before. We've learned something new.
So yesterday was Epiphany. So that was the 12th day, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, now we know.
Yeah.
It's official. 12th day of Christmas. So
go.
This is the 13th day of Christmas today?
We have to add no more. No more.
No more. Oh, okay. Well, I'm so glad to have you here with us this morning. You know, Paul and I recently had a conversation, and this is actually going to be released later today. You can watch WJTL social media. You'll be able to hear the podcast version of the interview, the whole thing in its entirety, where Paul sings in French. He pronounces his last name a variety of ways. One of my favorite parts is that he talks about the spot that he meets with God and can sing at the top of his lungs without bothering the neighbors.
Mm.
It's a really cool thing. So you got to listen for that. But something else that we talked about was this song combination. And this is where we're going with the Worship Song of the Day today.
Okay.
This song combination of Open the Eyes of My Heart, which is one of Paul's best known songs. I mean, there's Offering, Hosanna, Your Name, and a whole slew of others, because Paul's been doing this a little while. But his latest single goes really well with that original song that we know him the most for. Right, Paul?
Well, right. I suppose so. Like, Open the Eyes of My Heart, of course, was a prayer that, you know, even though I was raised in South Jersey outside of Philadelphia years ago, my wife and I ended up in Texas, and we were worship pastors there for 25 years in a local church. And that's where a lot of these songs were written. And we would just, our church, we would tease them. There are guinea pigs, you know, we would try out these worship songs on our, and then about every 2 years, we would do a new album. And the theme behind Open the Eyes of My Heart, of course, is just crying out. Really from the prayer that the Apostle Paul prayed in Ephesians 1:18, I pray that the eyes of your heart would be enlightened or would be open, that you may know the hope to which he has called you. And so anyway, that's where that came from. And then the new song is called Behold Him, from the scripture, Be Still and Know That I Am God. Like taking the time in the busyness of life to be, oh, be still and take the time to behold him.
So here at WJTL 2020, we're dubbing it the Year of Vision.
Ah.
So that's our focus.
Aha.
We're going to keep our gaze on.
That's what
I could go on for a while here. But
right.
I think that
so
this is
behold
such...
is not like looking at something or glancing at something like we look at our phone or something. Behold is a whole different idea where you take you're taking the time, body, soul, mind, and spirit to look as if you went to the Grand Canyon or Niagara Falls, where you just take it in, right? So that's what God's calling us, to take the time to behold, you know?
So we're going to take the time right now live with Paul Balazs on my husband Sam's guitar. Thank you, Sam, for letting me bring this along this morning. The worship song of the day, a medley with at least two songs. Knowing Paul Balazs, it could be a couple more. But the worship song of the day with Paul Balazs here on WJTL. Take it away, Paul.
So we'll do shorter versions maybe, and then maybe I'd love for people to hear the Behold Him with Kim Walker Smith. She's a guest artist on this new song. But we'll start off with just the prayer of the day. Lord, this is our prayer. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. Oh, I want to see you. Jesus, open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Oh, pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. To see you high and lifted up, you're shining in the light of your glory. Lord, pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Jesus, open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. One more time, let's sing it out together. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. I want to see you. He who was before there was light walked across the pages of time. He who made every living thing, behold him. He who heard humanity's cry left his throne to wake as a child. He became like the least of us. Behold him. Jesus, Son of God, Messiah, the Lamb, the roaring lion. Oh, be still and behold. With sinners and saints. He who dined with sinners and saints, healed the blind, the lost, and the lame. Even now he is in our midst. Behold him. He who chose a criminal's end, paid with blood to settle our debt, buried death as he rose to life. Behold him, Jesus, Son of God, Messiah, the Lamb, the roaring lion. Oh, be still and behold. Alpha and Omega.
I got the risen Savior. Oh, be still and behold Him. And behold Him.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Paul. That was awesome. Your voice is so good at before 9 in the morning. Well, what is your warm-up routine?
Very impressed.
It's funny, as you're, as I'm singing it, I'm going, it's 8:47. I should have warmed up.
That sounded phenomenal, boy. Well, loved it.
Yeah. I think we need to do this live more often,
I
Fred.
Agree.
That was really great.
Sweet. Well, so thanks. Those I hope two- people get a chance to hear it at some point. You know, I really do believe in the song and the heart behind it. And then as a songwriter, as someone that's recording a new album, every once in a while you just get a special gift from the Lord. And Kim Walker Smith agreed. I played it for her and said, hey, what do you think? Would you be willing? Would you pray about singing on this? Immediately, she's like, I love the song. I'll do it. So
smart girl. Yeah. You know, Paul, I'm glad that you just segued into what I wanted to talk to you about next, because it's January and you said that there was a new album.
Yes.
Coming out early in 2020?
Yes. So in about 6 weeks. So mid-February, brand new album. The title is Behold Him. And there's 10 other songs on there. A lot of co-writes. Just that's one advantage to getting older. You know, I've been doing this for almost 30 years as a worship pastor, songwriter, and all that. And over the years, you just collect dear friends. And so a lot of the co-writes, the co-writers are like... Jason Ingram, Brenton Brown, the guys from Elevation Worship, Steve Furtick and Chris Brown co-wrote a song with me. Carrie Jobe does a special guest artist. Leslie Jordan from All Sons and Daughters, and she co-wrote a song with me. So I feel really spoiled. I feel like all these friendships just came... you know, came out of not nowhere, but they just came out of years of being in community from a distance sometimes. You know, a lot of them live different places, but whenever we can connect, we do. And we say, hey, you want to spend some time, see if we can write a song? And anyway, so I'm excited for people to hear all these other artists as well.
So a few weeks away from another release with all of these friends. Paul is something of a Where's Waldo in the worship world. If you follow him on social media, you'll see he's with, you know, Elevation, then he's over in London, then he's writing with Leslie Jordan and Jason Ingram and all over the place. So I do recommend following him. It is a lot of fun, but also to stay in the know about the new project.